Hello. You know who this is, children? This is Sleepy Joe. Children, is y'all see the wonderful Christmas toys in the store windows this year? Oh, what wonderful toys they is. I ain't never seen so many wonderful and beautiful toys in my life as they is in the store windows this year. And you know why? Because this gonna be the biggest and bestest Christmas of all of them. And if you children want to get in on the best of things, it might be a good idea to tell Mama and Daddy to start that Christmas shopping early. And that way they can get the picker things before the picker things done been picked over. Oh, and talking about getting picked over, did I ever tell you all the story about the time that little Br'er Rabbit was picked off? I ain't. Well, all right, children, we'll get to the telling right after we have some music. So first, let's listen to this. And now for the story of the time that little Br'er Rabbit was picked off. And it all happened the day of the big snowstorm. Oh, what a snowstorm that was. All night it snowed and snowed and snowed. And the next morning after the snowfall was over, everything was covered in white. The valleys and the hills and the mill ponds and even the trees. And all of the Br'ers was out playing in the snow and having the time of their life. Oh, they was having fun. Some of the Br'ers was throwing snowballs, and some of them was making snowmen. And little Br'er Rabbit, he was sliding down the hillside on his sled. Golly, that little rabbit was having fun. He sure was. He would pull his sled to the top of the hill, and then he would climb on it, give it a shove, and down the hill he would glide faster than the wind. And you should have heard him a-squealing and a-shouting with glee, like this.
Here come everybody. Look out the way. Here comes a-getting on my sleigh. And a-riding on my sleigh faster than the wind. Look out. Here comes.
And everybody did look out, too. Because when that sleigh started down the hill, nothing could stop it. Oh, it was a great day, and everybody was having fun. That is, everybody but Br'er Snake and Br'er Fox. Where was watching the goings-on from behind a big blackberry bush. And Br'er Fox, he was a-saying,
Look at them, Br'er Snake. Look at them playing and carrying on like this. Don't they know they ought not to exert themselves like that on an empty stomach?
But maybe they hasn't got an empty stomach, Br'er Fox.
Of course they got an empty stomach. Everybody got an empty stomach this time of the year, including me.
Just because you have an empty stomach doesn't mean that everyone else has. In fact, if you has an empty stomach, it's your own fault, Br'er Fox.
Why? Why is it my own fault?
Why should you have an empty stomach? With the woods full of tender little squirrels and chipmunks and juicy, tantalizingly delicious rabbits.
Well, certainly the woods is full of them. I can't catch the things, though, not in the snow.
You doesn't have to catch them.
What do you mean, Br'er Snake?
Well, let's take little Br'er Rabbit, for instance. Every time he slides down the hill on his sled, he glides right by that mulberry bush over there.
Yeah. If I was over there, I could hide behind the bush there, and when he come by on that sled, I could just reach out and pick him off.
Then why not get over there, my stupid brother, and pick him off? After all, there's nothing any better for an empty stomach than sweet, juicy, tender, delicious, and almost unbelievably flavorsome rabbit.
I can taste him now. You right, Br'er Snake, so here I goes.
Well, children, old Br'er Fox sneak over to the mulberry bush. And he get there just as Br'er Rabbit was a-starting down the hill on his sleigh. And Br'er Fox was a-saying,
Well, here he come at last, a-sliding down the hill. And the minute he pass here, I is gonna pick him off. Like a plum. Oh, I better get ready, because he's coming mighty fast. Yeah, and here I go. I got you.
You messed me.
I sure missed him.
And he certainly did. Br'er Fox missed that little rabbit a mile, because he went sliding by so fast that by the time Br'er Fox reached for him, he was gone. And then Br'er Fox stumped his toe and went a-rolling head over heels down the hill in the snow. And then the snow commenced a-sticking to him, and a-sticking and a-sticking. Finally, a-sticking to him, and a-sticking and a-sticking. finally so much snow stuck to him that it started a big snowball with Brer Fox right in the middle. And the more it rolled, the bigger the snowball got. And it rolled a long ways, too. Because the last that little Brer Rabbit saw of it, it was rolling way down deep into the forest till it disappeared among the trees. Now, where Brer Fox got out in that snowball or not, I don't know, children. But I do know he learned a lesson. And that is, don't ever grab at anything. And if you don't, you won't never get into trouble like Brer Fox. You sure won't. And that's the truth. How'd you like that story? Oh, I'm mighty glad to hear that you did, children. And in a little while, I'm going to be back with the riddle I left with you children at the last sitting. But first, I'll do some music. All right, just listen to this. Oh, that's what children's like, music and songs and stories. Oh, and riddles. You remember the riddle old Sleepy left with you the last sitting? What is it that children's hangs up over the fireplace on Christmas Eve? Could you get it? That's right, their stocking. All the chillens hang up their stocking so old Santa Claus can fill them up with all the good things the chillens like. Oh, and here, riddle, I want to leave with you. See, can you get Twix and Twin Man the next sitting? Here it is. What kind of animals is used to pull old Santa Claus' sleigh? See, can you get that riddle, Twix and Twin Man the next sitting? And now, full Sleepy, say bye-bye. Here a little thought that I want to leave with the children. Old Santa Claus loves children so, he works throughout the year to make sure that children bring Christmas happiness and good cheer. And now, bye-bye, children. Bye-bye from Sleepy Joe.